Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Helterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Well, the stock market is once again setting all-time highs. For some investors, that's exciting. For others, it's nerve-wracking. I've heard everything from, should I cash out before the next crash? Aren't we overdue for a correction? Is now the worst time to invest? Well, these are totally normal questions, especially if you live through the dot-com era, the great financial crisis, and even the COVID crash. So today, we're unpacking this moment, and I'll show you what usually happens after markets hit all-time highs, why these highs are not a sell signal, and most importantly, why staying invested can be your best long-term moves. So grab a coffee or a notepad. This is going to give you clarity and confidence in your financial plan. Let's start with a mindset shift. Most investors hear all-time high and think, we are due for a correction, but that's not how the market works. The stock market is designed to hit new highs over time. If it didn't, that would mean the global economy isn't working. And think about what drives the market. Corporate profits, innovation, population growth, consumer spending. So when we hear new all-time high, what we're really hearing is businesses are growing, people are spending, investors are confident, and the economy is moving forward. Here's a quick stat for you. From 1980 to 2023, the S&P 500 hit, get this, 1,100 all-time highs. That's about 30 per year on average. So it's not an exception. It's a rule. Let's get into the numbers because facts are better than fear. Here's what happens after the S&P 500 hits a new all-time high. 1 month later, it's positive 66% of the time. 3 months later, it's positive 70% of the time. 12 months later, it's positive 80% of the time. And 5 years later, it's nearly 100% of the time, it's higher. So statistically, most all-time highs are followed by more all-time highs. But let's get real. Corrections do happen. On average, there's a 10% drop every 12 to 18 months. And a 20% drop about every 3 to 5 years. But those are dips in an upward trending line. Here's a quote from Morgan Housel I love. All-time highs are like mile markers on a highway. They're telling you you're making progress. They don't tell you to stop the car. Now that we've looked at the data, let's talk about psychology because that's where people get tripped up. It's tempting to sell after a good run. You want to lock in gains and wait for a pullback. But the problem is, we don't know when that pullback will come. We don't know how deep it will be. And most importantly, we don't know when to get back in. Here's the dangers of trying to time the market. Let's say you invested $10,000 in the S&P 500 from 2004 to 2023. If you stayed fully invested during that time, you'd have about $64,000. But if you missed just the best 10 days, you're down more than half, $29,000. If you missed the best 20 days, now you're down to $18,000. And if you missed the best 30 days, now you're underperforming inflation. And guess what? I've said this before. The best days often come right after the worst days, when fear is highest and people get on the sidelines. Missing just a few key days can erase years of progress. Hopefully, you didn't experience that in April. And that's why time in the market beats timing the market. Okay, so if selling at highs is a bad idea, what should you do? Here are a few smart moves instead of trying to time the market. Number one, rebalance your portfolio. Markets move, and so do your allocations. If you have a diversified portfolio, some things should be doing better than others. And if stocks have run ahead, you may be overweight. Take the opportunity to trim and rebalance. Number two, check in with your plan. Are your goals the same? Do you need income soon, or are you still in accumulation? Your timeline matters more than today's headlines. Number three, add consistently, not emotionally. If you're contributing monthly, keep on doing it. If you have cash sitting idle, consider dollar cost averaging it in. Number four, focus on fundamentals, not feelings. Is the economy growing? Are companies profitable? If yes, stay the course. If you're just feeling nervous, that's not a strategy. Long-term investing is like planting a tree. You don't dig it up every time it rains. You stay rooted even when the wind blows. Now let's address a few common questions I hear right now. Aren't valuations too high? Well, some areas might be, sure, but others aren't. Remember, a high PE ratio often reflects growth and earnings expectations. And market valuation alone isn't a timing tool. It can stay high for years. Question number two, what if we're about to hit a recession? Well, let me be honest with you. You might be right. Or you might be 2 years away. Either way, markets often bottom before a recession ends. If you wait for the all clear, you'll miss the rebound and you will be left in the dust. Here's another question. Isn't cash safer right now? Well, it feels safer, but it has a silent cost. It's called opportunity cost. Inflation eats into it and it earns very little long term. Now, should you have cash for short term needs? Absolutely. Not for long term wealth building. So here's what I want you to take away from this video. All time highs are a sign of progress, not a peak. Historically, they've been followed by more gains, not crashes. Staying invested, disciplined, and focused on your goals is the most powerful strategy for building wealth. Now, if your goals have changed, tell your financial advisor and update your plan and potentially your allocation. But if your goals haven't changed, your investment plan probably shouldn't either. We here at Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers are here to help you tune out the noise, trust in your plan, and build lasting financial momentum. You know, we spend a lot of effort giving you good information, and if you'd like to return a favor, it really makes a big difference if you would give this video a like, or even better, share it with someone you think would like it. Make sure to subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.